Welcome to Christ Today. God is moving in our life, and God is moving in our land to show us His glory. And God is awesome. And let us make decisions and choices which keep us in the will of God. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. In the last 2 weeks, there have been a few little coincidences that have gone on with our political system, where you've had surprises going on with the people at the upper end of our government. Questions and answers, and none of them exactly make sense. We have a certain financial and legal entanglements that are going on. Some of them are against the current people, and some of them are against the challenger, Trump. So we will just have to see what goes on, but we do have events and things going on. We always want to remember the name of God, God moving among us, and I think of how God is so awesome. I think of back in the days of Moses, there was a scholars who talk about God's name being recorded, and the words that were used to describe God's name also describe breathing, as in inhale and exhale. And so it was noted that at the beginning of life, we inhale, and at the end of life, we exhale. Hail, and that is the name of God. How amazing and interesting is that? Well, we have a lot of pondering to do as we go through life and we think about our breathing being calm and gentle, or we think of it being excited and so much activity around us. Well, we know that God is present in all of it. And we say, wow, our God is awesome. Yes and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are messages that we have that help us to understand. I got a message the other day. It said, it was a woman speaking to about her mother, that she lived joy. And I thought, what a nice thing to say about any person. They lived joy. I thought, wow, I think I could do a little better at that. Sure, I have love. Sure, I have joy. But who would say that I live joy? Not so many people. But I have joy. I have life. And I have all the things that go on in life that are a little bit complicated. And so, when I think about godly love, that is what I want to have, and that is what I want to show people, and that includes showing my family God's love, God's perfect love. And even though that's not me, I'm not the perfect person, but it's something that is a goal and a desire that I have. So we have God moving as we go through life, and we have so many things that are going on. It appears that some of them are in God's will, and some of them seem to be ungodly, and that just seems to be the way we human beings live, both godly and ungodly. But that's what we do with our choices. We choose to live a good and godly life in the will of our Lord Jesus God. So we choose it sometimes in big ways and sometimes in small ways, that our choices are going to line up with the will of God. Of course, that's kind of normal life, to have it a little bit each way. Not perfectly one way or the other, but we learn as we live, and we try over and over to live a life that is what God wants us to live. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing us, for bringing things to our mind so that we can seek to live a godly life. Oh, and then we get the consequences when we make choices that are ungodly. Oh, yes, and we learn and we try not to get away from godly things because we like the good consequences and not the serious ones. So, Lord, bless us and help us to make decisions that are within your will. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Yes. Well, God is amazing, and he puts things in a perfect order, and we get the perfect consequences. And some of them just seem right and natural, and some of them, as we think about it, we can say, oh, yes, Lord, I can see why I deserve that, whatever it is. But we are glad that we are alive and we get to live this life and choose God and a godly life. Well, as we look back in history, we see events happening all over the world, and some of them are just plain so godly and so right. And we say, oh, yes, Lord. And some of them are kind of confusing and mixed up. Sometimes we even do the mixing up. But we keep going back to what is good and godly and not have troubles with the things that are, well, trouble. Because there are many different things that have different aspects to them. Like we have a Constitution, we have a Thanksgiving, we have a Christmas, we have a form of law and government, and we give God thanks for that. We try to make the choices we make up line up with God's law, as there are complications here and there. And when you consider the people who are making laws, well, we just want to support the good and godly choices that we expect them to make. But we do wonder how things happen in life, because sometimes things are very confusing, complicated, and we take a minute to reflect on what is God's will and how do we carry that out in life. Not always easy, but it is something we always want and desire because we belong to God. And we figure out how to do that, and that is wisdom. Oh, I think of James 1:5, and it talks about, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that God will give wisdom to all men who ask, and he gives generously. So that's a part of what we do as we seek to understand and to do the will of God. There's so much good that goes on. And of course, we live in the world that is not perfect. Sometimes it's not even good. And we ask God for guidance. Lord, guide us in Jesus' name. God formed us from the moment of conception, and we are just delighted to live in this world of natural beauty, and sometimes there are troubles, and we get through them. Sometimes we find the complications that mankind makes, and again, we get through them. I think of the people with various problems. Some of them are health problems. Some of them are physical problems. And we seek understanding from medical people and doctors. And yeah, sometimes it's a great big help. And sometimes I wondered if we wouldn't do better just to listen to God and do things in the godly ways that are natural. Well, that's a decision that we all make. Because we deal with doctors, we deal with pharmaceutical, and I think of the things that are going back in the Bible where we have had relied on men who knew the doctoring ways and ways of herbs and various food. So some of them are just outstanding and give us wonderful results. Maybe that's something we would ever want to do if we had a trouble with our pharmaceutical medicines stopping, because after all, we know they all, no, not all, about 80% of our pharmaceutical drugs come from a foreign country like China. And so this is something that is going on right now, which people are concerned about. What if China stops sending pharmaceuticals? And one of the big ones that is a concern is, what if China stopped sending the USA antidepressants? Well, there's a lot of the people who take antidepressants. It's actually in the millions. And if the supply ever stopped of those drugs, there would be a period of time where there would be a great difficulty as people are trying to normalize without that drug. And sure, there are natural remedies, but in a way, none of them work as well as the pharmaceuticals because they're concentrated. But we do have this question of, what would we do if some nation decided not to ship antidepressant or antibiotics to the United States? Well, we would have to look very quickly and closely at natural cures. I don't know what else we could do, because it's not like these things are made all over the world. Yeah, there are a few countries that also make the drugs, but we've got something that is a big question for what would happen if pharmaceutical drugs stopped shipping to the United States. Well, we have had shortages in the past. When you look at the food shortages that are going on right now, or the baby food shortage a couple of years back, and there was a toilet paper shortage a couple of years back. The point is, we could have a shortage of anything, including pharmaceuticals. The best thing I know what to do is to look to see what else would be a substitute for the pharmaceuticals that we take. Or there are people who say, just take a portion of your dosage and save a little bit of it. I'm not sure what to say or what I would do if I was in that position. All I can say is, I hope you give it a little thinking, because there's something that could go on. We have had quite a few shortages. including in the last several months, there have been millions of turkeys and millions of chickens that were destroyed because they were suspected of having bird flu. So they do a general test and they find out, oh, there is bird flu among that flock. And so the government orders the flock to be destroyed. And the businesses get a write-off for destroying the flock of poultry. But I sure wonder what would happen if we ever got into a time of shortage or a time of hunger. Because we have had various food facilities have great big problems and shut down, stop working, and I just wonder what would we do. I don't think we're going to go back and be farmers. That takes quite a bit of doing and adopting our lifestyle to be ever so different. But it is a question about what would happen to our world's available food supply. Well, China is stockpiling food and has been doing that for the past over a year. They have now over half the world's excess supply or available supply of wheat, of rice, and of corn. So if you get hungry, I kind of don't think you're going to get much from China. They have their own population to feed. But every one of us can do something to have a little supply of our own so that we do not starve. So, yeah, have a little supply of your own. You'll figure out what it is. It can be as simple as rice and beans, or it can be more complicated with all sorts of things. But that's for you to figure out. That's for you to understand what it is you want to do and how you want to store whatever you have. Because we cannot be sure, especially with the fires or the destruction of food facility that there has been in the last 2 years, we cannot be sure what is going to happen. And there is still the possibility of war about Taiwan. And would China then just come right in and fight everybody who was concerned about Taiwan? It's a good question. It's one of those real possibilities that could really affect the world we live in, not just with computer chips, but with food and with the things that are supplied from China. We have a lot of people that are concerned. They are the commentators who say China's government says that they would cut trade with any country that opposes them. And if the United States supports Taiwan, that would mean we are opposing China. And so they've already told us they would be happy to have a cut off our supply or even have a war. Listen to the people who are the soldiers. They are really excited for China to have a war against the United States. Well, we have things going on, and it sounds like a really good idea to get some things stored up. We have many, many immigrants now to the United States that have come across our southern border. Millions and millions from countries that are not our friends. Venezuela is not our friend. And I understand they opened up their prisons and jails and sent them, the people in them, jails and prisons, to the U.S. border to get across the border. I understand China has sent actually millions to our southern border. It's a problem that is going on right now, and I can only guess how bad it will become, because I don't know. I remember, 30 years ago, right around 30 years ago, I knew a man who Well, I knew his son, and as knowing his son, you know how you talk with the dad just a little bit. So I knew the dad just a little bit, but the son talked about the dad as being very pro-Iranian, and that he hated the United States. So you just have to wonder, are there sleeper cells in the United States? Sure there are. That is well known. And I remember, this was also about 30 or 40 years ago, there was a deputy sheriff I know who said that as a sheriff doing his runs, he was not allowed to go into a certain area. Oh, this was in the Bay Area. Because there was a Islamic cell in that area, and they did not want to spook the people in the cell, so they kept the sheriffs away from that, let me call it an Islamic Jihad group. That's what it seemed to be, even though I can't say that it was, but there were very many concerns about people in that area hearing all sorts of gunfire, and the sheriff was not allowed to go out to that area, so, and not without federal assistance. Well, anyway, we have had these things going on in the United States for, 30 years, 40 years. It's been well established, but to get the evidence, it just doesn't come out in a way that you can say, hey, look, here's a book. It says there are Islamic jihadists right here in our neighborhood. But if you look at the evidence, you can see it's true that there were people who have been anti-American, and they are in this country right now. You know what that means? I don't know that anybody knows what it means. I don't know what it means. I just know that there is a potential for a great big problem to happen. And no, I can't predict it. I would not predict it. But I can see that there is a potential for a lot of disturbance to go on right here in the United States. Especially when you look at the marches and the protests that have gone on all across the United States, there are many, many people who are not happy with what the United States is officially doing in different parts of the world. And some of those people are violent, and it does not take many to disrupt normal life as we know it. I remember this was, I guess it was 40 years ago. I knew a fellow who was kind of associated with law enforcement things, and he would talk about if he just had a team of 30 good men, he could completely shut down this nation. Well, I don't know where he is now. I haven't talked to him for probably 30 years. But I remember the discussion about what could happen and how he would do it. How would he shut down the whole United States of America with, let's call it ordinary means. But there are people nowadays who say if we had an EMP weapon that would knock out all the electrical and all the computer type of equipment we have, then they could really take over the United States because it would be in chaos. So there's still people who think like that. I don't know them anymore. That's been many decades, but I remember that I would have the discussions with people about how it could happen. And so I know that, yes, and if you talk to the military people, you also know that they have training in that also. They know how to make a country completely fall apart, maybe have its water system stop, maybe have its electrical system stop. And now there are people who say they have been trained in how to do that in the United States of America. Yes, they're foreigners, but they have been conversations, sometimes official, sometimes casual, and the people from foreign governments do talk, well, let me say from foreign lands. And there is an element of that foreign government often enough. But my point is that there are people who know how to take the United States down, how to collapse the United States and all the systems within it. And really what that means is the water systems and the electrical systems. How do they do it? Well, it's something that everyone has an idea about what could happen. It's not that anyone really knows, but everybody has an idea how they could do it. And this was examined in the congressional reports about 20 years ago. I guess the last one was probably 15 years ago. But if you look up Peter Pry, Dr. Peter Pry, Congressional Reports, it will talk about how the United States could be shut down with the different systems that we have. And yes, he was mostly talking about the electrical system, but there are other ones that were also just looked into at least a little bit. So if you look up the congressional reports that were done by Dr. Peter Pry, you will find a lot of things. Oh, one of the things that got repeated many times was that if the electrical system went down, 90% of the U.S. population would die. Well, I read that report, and I could tell you that it really said between 65 and, I think it was 93%, of Americans would die. So it's not like it said 90%+. But the thing is we don't really know what would happen if the United States had no electrical. But we sure couldn't do very much. We couldn't go to the bank. We couldn't buy things at the grocery store. We couldn't get our tire reinflated. We couldn't have a lot of work done on our cars because they use electrical to pump the air for the pneumatic tools that are used. And of course, that applies to trucks too. It would really be a problem, a real problem, if the grid went down across the United States. So what can you do about it? You could do the same things that you expect our government to do to protect you. Or sometimes it's the Red Cross. What would they do to protect you? What would a church do to protect you? And above all, what would you do to protect you from a lights out scenario? Yeah, lights out. That's another book that talks about what could happen if the electrical system went down completely in the United States. Well, there are people who have written about it, and it would be very, very serious. And about all that we could do is to have a little supply of food, well, first water, food, and be a part of a community. I always say, prepare with water, food, and warmth. Water means a water filter. And of course, water filters get plugged up pretty easily, so you would need a pre-filter also. If we did not have water delivered to our home, then you would need to get it from a nearby creek or something. And that means it has to be cleaned up or purified. Everybody has their own idea about what it would take, but the thing is if you have nothing, you could do nothing to clean it up and purify it. So I urge you to look at what you can do to protect water and food and have warmth in your home for you and your family. Now, there's different ways to do all of it, but it's up to each one of us to look and figure out what we would do, what we would need to do to make our provisions be effective so that we would not perish. Now, there's also the question of what is the timing? What could really happen? Do you think God will protect us? Well, that's what a lot of people say. God would not let that happen to the United States of America because we are a godly country. Oh, yes, we are. Unless we're kicking God out of the schools and the society or even writing something on the internet, you know how they take things down so that you will say something and then your message has been removed. Well, it's something which we all need to be aware of. What would you do if the just in case? Because we have things going on in our country right now. We have people who obviously are opposed to the United States of America. They want to see the United States of America fail. And then those countries, from what I can tell, they want to take over the United States. Oh, and I forgot his name. Oh, there was a Chinese general who a few months ago said that for China to survive, China will need raw materials and a very good place to get those raw materials was from the United States of America. And what he talked about was sending a military force to the United States and taking over the resources, the whole country, taking over the United States of America. The people in charge have known this for a long, long time. Whether it's been in China or Russia, they are very aware of the resources that could be taken from the United States of America. And there are some military people who plan to do this. They plan to take all that they can back to China or Russia or Iran, some other country. There are countries that have already talked about this, but we don't hear about it because our media does not report it. But if you search for the information, you will find it. It's there. I find it. You can find it too. And so we know that there are countries who want to take over the United States of America and take its resources, not its people. The people are a trouble to other countries. The people think too independently and have a touch of rebellion in them. So They just want the resources in the United States of America, and they are willing to send soldiers over to get them. And of course, that is the big concern about what's going on at our southern border. I remember about a year ago, oh boy, but who was it? Somebody said that there were 10,000 Chinese troops along the U.S.-Mexican border. And now there are people who say that there are 100,000 Chinese nationals just inside the U.S. border. And they go to their camps. They have camps where they support one another. You can listen to several people who say that. They are reporters, and we get an idea about what's going on. Can you say it's perfectly that way? Well, did our government say it? The government has had reports about this, but it's not as clear as several of the investigative reporters, like Stephen Yon and Curtis Fennell. And there are others, and, oh, let's see, I just saw a video that talked about how the people that are crossing our southern border have a debit card which gets replenished every month. So they can spend a few $100. It might be $800. It kind of depends on who you're talking to get an understanding of these debit cards that they carry with them. I think it is very interesting what it says on those debit cards. And there was a reporter who took a picture of one. That would have been on that Curtis Fennell website. And so they took a picture of the card that one of the so-called immigrants have that was a cash card. And it said that it was from the UNMMCA, United Nations, Unspecified Minor Construction Army. That's what the card said. So there are evidences that there is something suspicious going on, and I can't tell you exactly what it is. I don't think anybody could, but we are all intelligent people, and we can see that there is something going on, and we only have a little bit of information. But the information that we have indicates that what we understand as a reality is not true. There is a hidden, maybe you call it a secret, movement going on to bring people across our southern border. And for what it is exactly, it's not really clear, but we have a lot of intelligent people, and a lot of intelligent people say that it is, let's just call it suspicious. No, it's more than suspicious. It's something that could really be showing the downfall of the United States. As you look at where the people are coming from, every continent, you can hear the people being asked, where are you from? Whether it's India or Senegal or Venezuela or China. Oh, so many people from China. And they are also asked, where are you going in the United States? And there are so many answers. Some say New York, some say California, some say Michigan, some say Chicago, and this is something that is going on right now in our country. People who come into our country illegally are spreading around the country here and there. I know I talk to people, and I find out somebody just, they tell me about having just seen several buses, might be 10, might be 15, that during the day have come to the United States and have let people off. Yeah, it might be all white buses, but they are privately owned buses. They're not government buses, but then they go and park someplace, and all the people leave the bus and go to wherever they want. Now, this is going on in several communities that are relatively small. It's not Los Angeles. Well, it could be Chico. It could be Red Bluff. It could be, any little town in California or Oregon. They are being let off in places which have very little that we know about the city. But there they are. And those people who get let off the bus are collecting benefits. And I don't know about this, but I wonder if those people who just got off the bus were hungry, do you think they would steal from your home? Do you think they would want to take food and water that you have? Or maybe even precious things. Maybe something you got from your grandparent. And you've been treasuring it, but they don't care. All they see is if they want it, and so they take it. You know, that's the thing about armies and people who want what you have. This has been going on forever in Africa, in Asia, in South America, all over the place. Whenever there have been an army that wants what you have, they take it. They steal it. And it's gone out of your possession. Now, even if you have a supply of, well, whatever you have, people can come and take it. Oh, I've heard those, I guess you call them prepper people. They say you should always have two storehouses in case one of your storehouses gets robbed and looted. Well, I just wonder about it. Everybody who thinks about this problem wonders about what could happen and what would they do. I know there's people who I've heard say, well, I'll just shoot them. Okay, go ahead. Lots of luck. Oh, well, I mean, it's more complicated if you ever do that. And then you are subject to being arrested. And it's a pretty serious thing to say that. But I know there are people who are serious, and they say they will stop a robber, even if they're from another country. I don't know what the answer is. All I know, last week I talked about the people who have seen that the United States would decline, and I talked about George Washington visions. So, yeah, look them up. Look at that last one and see what it talks about the country having chaos and Mortal Kombat. Hey, I don't know it'll happen, but I sure don't know that it won't happen, especially when you consider who the people are that are coming into the United States, and plenty of them are coming in illegally. I don't know the answer, but I ponder it, and I think of how many millions are coming across our southern border. Yeah, people say 5 million. Yeah, people say 10 million. There are people who even say 20 million. And if you listen to how many have come in the last 5, maybe 8 years, there are people who estimate 40 million illegals have come into the United States. And where do you think they get their benefits? Do they get anything to eat? They either steal it or they get it from government. What do you think happens? I don't mean I know, but I know that it's a problem that is ongoing until it finds a real answer. And that is for each one of us to search out and try to figure out, what if it gets really bad in this country? Well, I sometimes think about what some of the predictions are for what really could be happening in this country. And I do think of Benjamin Franklin, who said, people who neglect to prepare are preparing to fail. And that sure could be. It could be the case. But I think each one of us can do something to prepare now. What is it? I always say water, food, and warmth. And community. We have to be a community that looks after one another. And we haven't been very good at being a community. We have done what we want to do, and somehow it doesn't last so long. But have a look at it and see what you can do. Maybe you have friends that you can align with and see what kind of a spiritual battle that we are in, and then figure out what to actually do. Everybody has a different idea about what to do, but we all need to look at that individually. What do you think will be your strength? What will you need to survive for you and your family, your loved ones, even your neighbors? Everybody needs to eat. Everybody needs water, food, and warmth. And then there is certainly a community. There is certainly electricity. And there are things that are planned to be under attack. So what are we going to actually do about it? If you do nothing, you'll be in the same position you're in today. But there are people who talk about, don't worry, Jesus will return and we will get raptured. Well, that's what they say. Do I believe it? Not really. I think about, I'll have to think of his name. Who discovered gravity in England in about 1570. And he wrote books on science, and he wrote books on theology. And he said that Jesus would return about 2060. So I just thought that was a really interesting for someone to have that observation, especially when you think of a person who is wise, because he has so much science and so much math calculations. So it's just one of those things that we deal with and we try to figure things out. And we don't know the real answers, but we do try to figure out what could be, and that way we have some preparation for the just in case. It was Sir Isaac Newton who wrote books on science, and he wrote more books on theology than he wrote on science. So as a mathematician, I do acknowledge his mind for dealing with numbers. And so I wonder if 2060 has any bearing at all. No, I don't know, but I sure look at it. We have a lot of things that are going on in the future that we don't know. I know I think of the people who have predicted that, they say the Antichrist is alive on Earth, and they say that, well, there are people who say that both Pope Francis and King Charles will have an alliance together, and do evil in the world. Oh, can I say that? No, I didn't look, and I don't know. All I know is a lot of people have said that the Pope Francis would be effectively the Antichrist. And I think of the people who've said that, and they seem to be reasonable people. So it just makes me wonder. Yeah. I remember back in November, I think it was 12th of 2020, I did a broadcast where I read Archbishop Vigano's open letter to President Trump, in which he called Pope Paul he called him the spawn of Satan, which in effect made him belong to Satan and thus be the Antichrist. So it was a question, and then there have been people who have said that in the past also. Do I know? No, I don't know. But I certainly listen to people who have a good argument. And so I ponder it. Could it be true? Oh, certainly it could. And I think of the 2015 meeting with the United Nations, where King Charles and Pope Francis were both addressing the General Assembly and speaking about how things were going to develop in the future. And it was, effectively, a change in society where everything would change. Will that happen? Well, it is happening right now. How bad will it be? How serious will it get? We all kind of ponder that and wonder, how bad will it be? Well, we know that it could be bad, and we know that there are people who have said that. One of the things that they talk about is the third, I'll have to think of what it's called, the third letter, the third statement of, oh boy, here goes, let me think, what's that called? When there was a woman who had a vision, and it was widely publicized in the 1990s, and then in the early 2000s, the third vision was made public. And it talked about the Antichrist being the Pope. And, of course, these letters seemed to disappear. Of course. So it's just something, we keep getting the hints. But what would you call proof anyway? I don't know that we could say what proof actually was. But it's something that has been talked about for a long time, and we ought to be suspicious about what could actually be going on and what could ensnare us and catch us in the system. That is something that, well, we just have to all be prepared for that. We have times of difficulty coming up because we can just see where the food, where the water, where the resources, where the things are going that are brought into this country by ships, and how there's failures all over the place. Could they happen again or much more serious? Of course they could. And that is something that we all want to be aware of so that we can have some preparation for the just in case. Now, I talked about that Archbishop Mario Vigano, and he had that open letter to President Trump, which talked about what could be coming to America and how America was, I think I would say, in the crosshairs. That's fair enough to say, because America, without America, what would happen to the world? It would deteriorate. And so if the world is deteriorating, somebody with a wicked hope would say, "We can help you." And the people in desperate need would say, "Okay, help us, and we'll give you what you want." And that's the thing that sure could be going on in these days. It's not that we quite understand, but we do know the direction of things going on. Yes, again, not that we can predict, but we can see that these things are, in fact, going on. And where it will end up, that's a good question. But we know that there are competing interests to take over the riches of the world. And all the countries want the riches. I just told you about China. Russia wants them too, because America has some vast resources. And you can be sure that if another country were to come and take our resources, they would not be careful about if they cut too many trees or dug up too much earth. They would just take whatever they possibly could, and they would leave a mess. So that's something we would have a mess to deal with. And I just say, please remember to get your supplies of water, food, and warmth. And then you think about being a part of a community where you can help one another. Because if there are natural disasters or man-made disasters, we could simply be in great big trouble. Simple as it is. So look and see what you can see and figure out. It's not that there is just one answer. There are several answers, and we try to do the best we know how, and that's about all we can do, the best we know how. But do remember what the Bible predicts in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. There are famines and pestilence and or epidemics and wars and rumors of war. These things can certainly go on all over the place. And so be aware. And if you want to look at the letters of the Lady of Fatima that talk about, well, Mary and the Pope, it's just something that you might want to be aware of. But there are all sorts of things that are showing cautions, and we want to be cautious. We want to get some things for the just in case, no matter when it comes along. Yeah, I said 2060. Does that mean I believe it? No, it could be next year, but it also could be 2060. I think of smart people can really come up with some good conclusions. So have a good look at what you think you might want to have on hand for just in case we have a very great difficulty. So look out, be aware, and be ready to help your family and your neighbors. And follow the guide of God through Jesus Christ. I think that's the whole thing that we're supposed to do. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening today. And think. Yes, God bless you. Think and pray.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927.